non-rock a boatus must stop. I don't want to rock the boat. I want to sink it.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Brett, delusional.
Yeah, delusional is okay in your worldview. I'm an animal. You don't chastise chickens for being delusional. You don't chastise pigs for being delusional. So you calling me delusional using your worldview is perfectly okay. It doesn't really hurt.
She hung up on me.
Yes!
Oh!
What?
What?
Desperate times call for faithful men and not for careful men. The careful men come later and write the biographies of the faithful men, lauding them for their courage.
Go into all the world and make disciples. Not go into the world and make buddies. Not to make brosives.
Right.
Don't go into the world and make homies.
Right.
Disciples.
I got a bit of a jiggle neck. That's a joke, Pastor.
When we have the real message of truth, we cannot let somebody say they're speaking truth when they're not.
Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? That is Proverbs 24:11-12. Konnichiwa, tomodachis. That's hello. Good afternoon, friends in Japanese. For those of you that have no idea why I said that, because I just was in Japan for 2 weeks and still I'm not sure what day and time it is here. It's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thursday at 2:20.
Thursday at 2:20.
And I just know that because my computer tells me.
Okay. And
I wasn't in Japan, but I am pregnant.
You are.
So I have about 2.5 brain cells
pregger,
left.
So, yeah. Joy was like, I don't know how this is going to go today. I was like, well, I don't know what day and time it is. So this should be interesting.
So welcome, everyone.
Yes, I was on my sabbatical for 2 weeks in Japan. It was awesome, and I'm kind of half there still, so please forgive me if I say something that doesn't make sense. So, it's been a while since we've had the whole crew together. I was just thinking about that.
I know. Well, you were on your sabbatical, but it just seems like a lot of travel.
Yeah, well,
it's
before
usually that way.
Jeff was gone 2 weeks before that.
Yep. And then I was gone, and Carvin's been gone.
Jeff's gone again today.
Yep.
So hopefully tomorrow we'll have the crew back. It's been quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So what's new with you? Anything? No.
Not really.
Just incubating.
Yeah. Sleeping a lot.
Right on.
Trying not to sleep.
Being a mother.
Just varying stages of either being asleep or trying not to fall asleep at work.
I understand that actually, only for different reasons. It's like yesterday. Anybody that's ever had jet lag, especially like this bad.
Real jet lag. Like,
yeah. You know,
because
from Australia.
Day.
Yeah. Like, the first couple days back, I was feeling pretty good. And then yesterday, I was feeling pretty good. And then, like, around 1 o'clock, I was like, I just need to close my eyes for a few minutes. 2 hours later, I woke. Actually, my daughter woke me up. And I was like, oh my gosh, what just happened? So, it just comes in waves. And it's weird. But
what is the time difference?
16 hours.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
that's
significant. It's a day ahead. 16 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always weird. Anywho, well, today I'm excited. Actually, this just kind of popped up the last couple days, and so I'm gonna bring our guests on here in a minute. But basically, in Charleston, West Virginia, just yesterday they passed a city ordinance, which, as far as I know. And can tell, I've asked around, this is the first buffer zone laws they've passed in the states, which of course are unconstitutional. But I'll go ahead and introduce our guest. This is the activist, Derek Evans, or if you go to his Facebook page, it's Derek Evans, the activist. So Derek, welcome to the show, my man.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, hold on a second. I just realized that there's no... Oh, it's because I didn't play it. Never mind. Forget I said that. sorry. I told you it's going to be a fun show. Derek, go ahead and tell us who you are and what's going on there in West Virginia.
So I'm Derek Evans. I'm from Southern West Virginia. And we've been standing outside of our abortion clinic. We only have one abortion clinic in the state of West Virginia, and we've been standing outside of it since January. They do abortions on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and we have a group who are there every single Wednesday and Thursday. And, you know, I guess you kind of touched on a little bit. They just passed. Well, they had the second reading for an ordinance that will prevent us from doing that. The third reading is on Monday, which will be the final reading and the final vote.
Gotcha. So it hasn't actually passed yet.
Correct. But we fully expect that it's going to pass.
Okay. So explain then what this ordinance entails and what that looks like, how that will affect you guys.
Well, actually, it's a really weird and confusing law because it's not even a true necessarily buffer.
Okay.
So there's a 100-foot buffer area. Within that 100-foot, you cannot go up within 8 foot of another person and try to hand them literature or talk to them about, you know, God or not having abortions. You can't counsel, or you can't approach anyone or even be walking in their direction within that 100-foot and do those things.
So you can get within 100 feet of the building, you just can't get within 8 feet of an individual within that 100 feet.
Correct. And the way this clinic specifically is set up is they have a big fence and a tarp around their parking lot, and it's very limited, so they don't park across the street or anything like that. These women pull straight up onto the door about 30 yards from the entrance, from the sidewalk. And we only have about 5 to 10 seconds to maybe try to talk to them. And we stand right beside the entrance, and the way we understand the law or the ordinance is we will not be able to stand beside the entrance because we'll be within 8 foot of cars that are pulling in.
Right.
We don't know yet.
Oh, gotcha.
So it limits you guys to basically talking to them, calling out to them for those 5 to 10 seconds, basically. If they choose to come talk to you, how does the buffer zone work then?
As far as we know, if they choose to come, you know, speak with us, then we are allowed to speak with them. But we're not 100% sure if we're even allowed to ask them to come, you know, to come speak. We don't. We're not 100% sure, and they're not for sure either. And that's the crazy part is we spoke to the city attorney and the chief of police, and we got conflicting answers, so we're not 100% sure.
And this is all for one clinic.
Yeah.
There's only one left in West Virginia, you said? So they're basically...
Yep.
This is all just for one place. Huh.
Absolutely. And the pro-life movement is really picking up steam here in West Virginia. We passed, on the last election, we passed what's called Amendment 1, and that means that we changed our U.S. Constitution, or our state constitution, to specifically state that no one has a right to an abortion anymore, and no longer does our tax dollars cover abortions in terms like Medicaid and things like that. Prior to that passing, we were one of, I think, 17 states that did pay for those.
Wow. Praise God for that. Quickly, before getting, I'm not going to get us off subject too much here, but I just noticed in the comment section that someone said, if this is going to be about politics, I'm leaving. I can't handle any more politics. It's like, listen, politics is nothing more than legislated morality. So this is morality we're talking about, and how it affects us every day of our lives and how it affects our pre-born neighbors.
And certainly having Derek on wouldn't make a lot of sense if we weren't going to talk about this.
Right. Right, exactly. Okay, so, well, that helps kind of clarify things, so thank you for that. It's just crazy. So you expect this to pass on Monday, so then... I was talking to someone else as well, Terrence Williams, and he was saying that I believe there's a $500 fine or possible jail time if they arrest you for that. Is that correct?
Yes. It's actually, what's crazy, it's the same as battery in the city of Charleston. So
unbelievable.
You can face up to 30 days in jail or a $500 fine or both.
Unbelievable.
So...
Yeah.
You're... okay. So you're standing on public property... and if you go within 8 feet of a person or their car, I guess, then you've effectively like done violence to them.
That is the
according
way that the
to this
reads,
ordinance.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, and that brings us to something else I wanted to ask you about. You've actually been assaulted, right? Or at least been spit on by the death squads, the pro-aborts. So tell our audience a little bit of some of the stuff you've gone through in trying to save the lives of these pre-born neighbors.
Well, you guys probably deal with this as well. They call the police on us several times per day, every single Wednesday and Thursday. Mm. And that is why we started filming and live streaming, was for our own protection, because we all, the clinic called and said that we had stormed their lobby and refused to leave. And the police showed up ready to arrest us, and we'd never once been even on their property, even in their parking lot. The police officers reviewed the footage, their security footage, for about 45 minutes, and came out and apologized to us. And wow. So we started live streaming and for our own protection. And they have taken shirts with my picture, put my face on a T-shirt with a hashtag abortion daddy, and actually held statewide fundraisers, bowling teams and things of that nature, under the terms, Derek Evans Funds Abortion.
Wow.
And raised money. And then, yes, I was spit on. And then also a lady, we have a cross, that someone from our group made, and we set it up beside the entrance. And, it says, I think 60 million, babies aborted or something like that, Proverbs 31:8, speak up for those who can't do themselves. And this clinic worker came out and took our cross and threw it in the middle of the road. We picked it up and put it back, and she did it again. So we actually called the cops the second time, but nothing happened.
Wow. Unbelievable. And you actually today, even right before you came on here, you had a meeting with, was it the president of Marshall University? Is that what?
It was the chief of staff for the president and the people who handle those things. The vice president of research at Marshall University is one of the people who's been wearing around the T-shirt with my picture on it.
Wow.
And, hashtag abortion daddy. And he goes up there and volunteers as an escort to a death squad to walk these women in there. Mm. And all of that, I still wasn't really going to push that issue, as far as Marshall University goes. But we have a lady from our area, Trinae Mathis, who has started a group, Sidewalk Advocates for Life,
mm-hmm.
and they have training classes for this. And they've had to cancel their training classes because the vice president of research for Marshall University, who we know is pro-choice, pro-murder, continues to sign up for this class. And so they have to cancel it. He's basically harassing them.
Wow.
And that is why I took it to the president, trying to get something done about that, and I don't think they're going to do anything. Mm. So
is Marshall, is it there in Charleston?
No, Marshall is actually in Huntington, West Virginia, but okay. It's the closest major university.
Gotcha.
WVU's on the other end of the state.
Gotcha. How far away is that exactly?
It's less than an hour. I would say 45, 50 minutes between the abortion clinic and Marshall University.
Do you think is this an actual Planned Parenthood, or is this just a standalone murder mill?
This is a standalone.
Okay.
This is a standalone
murder they, mill. Do you think that Marshall is sending them a lot of women? A lot of...
We've been wondering that. We didn't notice that connection before he started showing up there. We didn't even know who he was at first. And after being there a few weeks and wearing my shirt and taunting us, and then he came up one day and introduced himself, and that's how we found out who he was after we searched his name.
Gotcha. I was just curious. The clinic that we go to the most is just right 5 minutes away from Arizona State, and I know they get a lot of...
Well, yeah, as sad as it sounds, it's the University of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. No, exactly.
It's the one that they send the college students to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, man, if this is an encouragement at all to you, even if this passes, which we'll talk some more about, like, keep fighting. And honestly, even within those buffer zone laws, if they pass there, you're still considerably closer to the Planned Parenthood entrance than we are here. So... we're a good, I think, what would you say, 200 feet, I think, away or something. And we have to use loudspeakers. And
did you say that there's a a fence around? Is it like a tall fence?
There used to be like a little tiny wall that went around their parking lot. I mean, like 3 foot tall. And what we would do is, since we can't, you know, obviously can't go on the property, we would go over and hold signs as people were pulling into the parking lot against that wall, you know, so we could actually speak to these women and families much closer. And we had as soon as the first woman walked out of that clinic and chose life, the very next week they started working on this big 10-foot fence with tarps all around it and all these things to prevent that.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, in a way, I mean, praise God. Like, if this ordinance, even as horrible as it is, it just proves that there's some fear there.
Well, you're being
on the
effective.
Other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the fact that they're building a wall that we've had Planned Parenthood's change the day that they do abortions on just to try to keep us from, you know, there's something happening that is, you know, positive, and they're obviously trying to keep that from happening. But.
So who is pushing this? Is it the abortion mill that's pushing this city ordinance, or is it somebody actually on the city council?
It's definitely the abortion mill, and that was very obvious. They were all there at the second reading last night and stood up and cheered and applauded when it passed. And I think it passed 6-1. There was only one person that voted against it. And so, they're definitely the ones that are pushing this. And kind of, you know, what she was saying just a second ago is, we definitely have been hitting them, hurting their business. When we first started in January, they were doing on average 15 per day, 2 days a week. So they're averaging about 30 a week. Mm. And they were down in single digits both days. Now, for the month of May, their abortions are down 67.5% since the time we started in January.
Wow. Praise God. That's amazing. I just lost what I was going to ask you. Sorry. Do you have anything you want to ask him while I'm trying to regain my memory?
I guess something that we can kind of all just talk about. Luke, you mentioned it being the ordinance being unconstitutional.
Yes.
So maybe for people who are listening who don't understand what we mean by that, maybe we can just...
Okay.
Or Derek, if you want to explain why... it's unconstitutional to keep someone from doing what you guys are doing on public space.
Yeah. Obviously, this violates our constitutional rights to freedom of speech. Derek, tell us specifically how you think this ordinance would affect that.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, like you said, we have the freedom of speech, and anything that's going to limit that or hinder that is an attack on the First Amendment. And this is going to definitely limit us in terms of reaching out, not only to the women who go there. This clinic is in not a good area of town.
Okay.
Just last week, there was a young man who overdosed.
Yeah, I was going to ask about
that. In the alleyway right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And our group. Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, our group was able to go back there and say and call 911 and be with this guy.
Yeah.
And then people come by all the time and we minister to them and give them water and, you know, snacks and stuff, you know, as a way to help, you know, break the ice with them. And we won't be able to do those things anymore either. Just somebody walking by on the sidewalk.
Wow. Wow. So that reminds me, I was going to ask you. So are you guys able to go to the city council meetings and speak to them? Do they allow that, or... I don't know, because I don't know if you've seen here what we've been doing here in Phoenix. You know, I think it's twice a month we're able to go, and they actually have like citizen comment times where we can talk about anything we want that's not on the docket of stuff they're talking about that day. So are you guys able to go to the city council and speak at all? Obviously, they'd let the Planned Parenthood supporters go.
Yeah, so we were not allowed to speak on last night because it was just like a rules meeting and the second reading. But on Monday, we are able to sign up, you know, early, just like you do in other areas. And actually, I think we get 2 minutes to speak. We're all going to do that, even though, I mean, we've pretty much already told ourselves that this is going to pass. We're already seeking legal counsel and just preparing for that.
Yeah.
But we are still going to speak and voice our concerns and our opinions.
Yeah. Are you able to do that regularly, not just in regard to this issue, but are you able to regularly go to the city council meetings and speak?
for the city of Charleston, I'm not 100% sure. Actually, myself and a lot of people from this from our group, we live an hour and a half away.
Oh, wow.
We drive an hour and a half one way to go to the clinic.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm not 100% sure in that regard.
Gotcha. Well, I would totally encourage you guys to look into that. I know it's, like I said, we've been doing that here since December, and it's making some noise, and it's creating some righteous controversy, and we're not, like I said, we're not even, we just go to them and ask them to make Phoenix a sanctuary city and just call them to repentance, the city council, and it's making some noise. So if you guys are able to do that, I would definitely try to find a way for those that can. So my next question then is, how can those watching and listening, how can they help you? How can they participate in this fight? So I'll let you answer that, and then I have some more questions in regards to that.
The biggest thing you can do is pray for us, and then that, you know, pray that we allow God to guide us in this and lead us, and for us to do what He wants us to do in this situation. We've definitely been under a lot of attacks on our journey throughout this, and we're going to try to get a big group there on Wednesday. And if they arrest us, then, you know, there's a couple of people from our group who we are willing to, you know, make them do that if that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll be peaceful about it, but
yeah.
We're not going to stand down. And so just pray for us that we will, you know, do the right thing. And I guess if you wanted to, you could call the mayor's office. I don't have that number handy right now, and but I don't know if it would really make a difference or not, to be honest with you.
Are you looking that up?
I was just going to see on the original post. I know we had shared that on Babies Are Murdered Here, shared on Babies Are Murdered Here.
Yeah, we'll try to find that information, and if we can, we'll post it in the description of this for those that maybe are watching later. Yeah, I was going to say, if there's any way the public can contact the city council, the mayor, whoever, and just, you know, call them to repentance and voice your opinion on this, you know, let's find a way to do that. I mean, so like, we were just in Australia in November, you know, for End Abortion Now. We did a couple conferences in Australia and New Zealand, and they had just passed a buffer zone law in Queensland, which is like a state basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just passed
that there.
Well, it
was like an insane.
Yeah, it was. I was trying to remember. I think was it 50 meters?
I feel like it was more than that. I don't know.
It was. I have to go back and look now. It was basically like 300 yards. Like 300 yards, you couldn't be with. That was the buffer zone. I mean, it's insane. Like, that's like city blocks. You can't even be,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
You couldn't even just be walking around with your friend and tell them to not get an abortion.
Right. So, my fear and concern then, and this is why this is so important here in the U.S., is because, you know, if you're watching, you may hear this and go, it's just, you know, some town in West Virginia and that's not going to affect us. No, it will. Because if this is, you know, passed, which it sounds like it is, and it's enforced, you know, it's going to create a snowball effect of other cities in the nation that are trying, they're going to try to do the same thing. And, you know, eventually, if this was to keep snowballing, you know, they're going to try to make a federal law as well, and so that's why it's so important to squash these things now while they're small. And obviously, I know. Obviously, I haven't even asked you, but you said you're getting, you know, legal counsel. I'm sure you're going to be fighting this. And you may not be able to speak about that because it involves legal issues. But obviously, we would want anyone listening and watching and anything we can do to help you guys in that fight and fight against this, again, just because it's unconstitutional and it's going to set some sort of precedent that we don't want.
Absolutely. It's definitely going to set a dangerous precedent. And that's another fear we have, you know, exactly what you said, it would snowball everywhere else. And yeah, I can't really get into the details, but we've had some pretty prominent groups reaching out, interested in taking this case. And
praise
we're definitely
God.
Going to fight this in the legal court system, and we're willing to take it all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Our biggest concern is, we think this is going to pass, And then our next biggest concern is a local judge, whether they would rule to let them enforce this while it works its way through the court system, or whether they would say no while it's working its way through the court system.
Gotcha.
And so that's what we don't know as of right now.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Well, yeah, and let us know. You know, you can message us whatever later and let us know if there's any way we can help out. You know, obviously we want to also just make some noise with this and let people know around the nation. Obviously this is something you guys have been going through for quite some time now. It just came in our radar yesterday, really, I think, mm-hmm. or 2 days ago. So, we want to make as much noise as we can and help you guys out in any way.
We can include it, I guess, maybe in the description of the show. There are quite a few email addresses that you can send emails to and asking. You can basically email the mayor and all the council members asking them to oppose bill number 7819.
Oh, awesome.
On constitutional grounds. The big one, I would say, the most obvious one is just mayorsoffice@cityofcharleston.org. And then we also, I just found the email addresses to what appears to be the council members. So awesome. we'll get all that.
Send those to Isaac?
Yes.
And then just have them added to the description?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So those will be up in the description in here before the show's over. Or we might have to wait till it's over
and we can just flood that office.
Yes, absolutely. So if you hear this or you're watching this, please flood them. And you know, Derek, getting to talk to you, I know that you would agree that the way this ends is through the gospel, right? So like, we're not just asking these council members to, you know, reconsider, you know, their vote. We're calling them to repentance, right? We're calling them to repentance and faith in Christ. You know,
it's a constitutional issue, but that's not why you guys are standing out there. You're not just exercising your constitutional right to free speech for whatever reason.
Right, exactly. Because it starts and ends with the gospel, right? So like, that's the only way abortion is going to end. So if you're able to do that, like call them to repentance, you know, and you don't know how God's going to work. And, you know, and so we want the salvation of the council members as well. And we want obviously our preborn neighbors to not be murdered. But, you know, we also want the gospel to go forth and those that are there that are supporting this, we want them to know Christ. And Derek, did you have anything you want to say along those lines?
I absolutely agree with you 100%. And, you know, if we can get them to, you know, come to repentance and that would change them, and maybe we won't have to worry about this in the future, you know what I mean? And then I know the other thing is you got to get the local churches involved.
Absolutely.
And that's something we have struggled with. I'm sure you guys know what that's like as well. But I will say that God can take bad things and bad situations or situations we consider as bad and use it for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
And them passing this ordinance or getting ready to pass this ordinance has really stoked the flames in the local Christian community and the local churches. And there's more and more people who are now, I believe, getting ready to get off the church pews and get out there and start getting to work.
Praise God.
So that's a great thing.
Praise God. You had mentioned, forgive me, I don't remember what you said, what are some of the groups that are there that you're working with locally?
So we just have a group called West Virginians for Christian Values.
Okay.
And that's just, we kind of do a little bit of everything in that regard. And then Sidewalk Advocates for Life.
Okay.
And then there's another group called Their Cries Are Heard. It's a local lady who's had abortions in that very clinic years ago.
Wow.
And has, you know, grown and accepted God, and she's awesome. And so she does post-abortive care for these women.
Okay.
And you know, their theory is that a lot of these women have multiple abortions and they try to reach them and try to break that cycle.
Right on. Praise God. Well, if I can obviously I'm going to plug In Abortion Now right now. That's, if you guys are watching this your first time, you're not familiar with us, inabortionnow.com. That's our movement we started about 3 years ago trying to end abortion in this nation. We now have 350 pushing 400 churches around the nation, literally around the world, actually, that are involved in this movement that are trying to end abortion globally. So we're not just here in the U.S. We now have Canada, we have Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, working on Scotland. Like, we just, it's crazy how God's pushing this movement. So if you're watching, and again, if you're not familiar with us, please go to endabortionnow.com to figure out how to sign up to get connected with us, and all of our, all the resources. And Derek, I'm going to tell this to you too. If you can help, if some of the people you work with and are connected with us, tell them to hit us up, and we'll try to get connected and help you guys in any way we can. We, all of our resources that we offer are free when you sign up. So it's signs, it's tracks. So we want to be able to help connect you guys any way we can there as well.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd love to do that. And I'll definitely, pass that message along, and we'd love to do that.
I think I sent you the links for that, yesterday when we were talking. So, Zach Conover, who's actually in Kauai right now, he's, director of communications, and he fields emails and requests all the time. So he'll be excited to get some more of those. Excellent. Do you have anything else you want to ask, Derek?
No, sir. I appreciate you guys having me on here, and I hope that everybody, as you said, sends emails and stuff to the mayor and city council in the city of Charleston. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll have those emails up for people that are watching. We'll have those emails up. Like I said, I have this all over the place. We were also given a phone number in the comment section on YouTube for Mayor Amy Goodwin of Charleston, West Virginia.
Let's blow her phone up.
So it's going to be 304-348-8000. And we'll obviously post that in the show notes. But it's 304-348-8000. And then they also had the main email is mayorsoffice@charleston.org.
Is this City of Charleston? I think you said City of Charleston.
Is it City of... Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry. Right. mayorsoffice@cityofcharleston.org. And then we're going to have some specific emails for you in the show notes, too. Just places, council members that you can email, things like that.
That brings up a good question. Derek, who is the one council member that voted against us so we can support them?
Oh, yeah.
Courtney Persinger.
Say that again?
His name is Courtney Persinger.
Okay. Yep, I see his email right on here. So don't worry.
Don't blast him with repentance, bless him with encouragement. So we want to support him and help encourage him. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I thought of that.
Yeah, good thinking.
I wouldn't want him getting a lot of angry emails, so necessarily. Do you actually know him personally? Have you talked to him or...
No, last night was the first time I've ever met him, but he was the lone wolf who stood strong and voted no last night.
Gotcha.
So
well, yeah, and you got. Him from that. I mean, once you see this list of emails, it would take some courage for one guy to stand up, because this is quite a few people on this council, the city council. So for you to just be like, nope, not changing it.
Yeah,
that's. Absolutely. That's good.
Hey, Derek, I also heard, I think maybe Terrence told me, that last night when after the second reading, whatever, there was a bunch of Christians in the council chambers, whatever, that were praying and singing, and they had the police escort them out. Is that correct?
No, the police didn't escort us out. That did happen. Everybody was singing and worshiping in the lobby area, and they were closing down for the night, and so we all left and went to the abortion clinic to have church there, basically, where everybody prayed and worshiped there. But they didn't escort us out police wise or anything. They were just closing up and told us to leave.
I got you. Right on. Well, thanks again, brother. And please keep us up to date. And you can thank Bobby for bringing this to our attention. Let's just keep figuring out how we can help you guys and support you guys any way we can.
Absolutely. Appreciate Bobby Williamson. Appreciate you guys having me on here. And God bless you guys, man. Thank you, guys.
Same to you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Christians, here's an opportunity for you to fight. I'm just thinking of Netflix. In case you guys have missed that, Netflix just announced that they are going to be... they're joining with the ACLU to fight the new abortion laws in Alabama. And so I've been, my Facebook feed has been full of Christians with their cancellation notices of Netflix, and you know, that's just another good opportunity for Christians to actually stand up for truth and stand up for what's right. And you know, it's easy, and it's really not a big sacrifice. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'm not gonna have Netflix anymore. It's like, you know, that's not hard to do. And so this is another opportunity where you can just take a few minutes and email some people or call and leave a message, and it's an opportunity to fight against unrighteous tyranny, you know, for the sake of the gospel and the kingdom, and so please do so.
Yeah, I mean, effectively what they've said is, well, what they've decided is that it's not violence against a baby for you to rip its limbs off,
right,
and kill it intentionally, but it is violence for you to attempt to be within 8 feet, right, of someone,
right,
to hand them an informational packet that would give them resources and, right, ways to help. That's actually considered violence if this passes, yeah, according to the ordinance.
Right,
that's
exactly
considered violence.
Exactly. So speaking of things that don't make sense, I'm going to transition us like Bruce Jenner into the next subject. That's my line. So I had this article. It's on the Daily Wire. Popped up yesterday. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of our favorite pro-choice knuckleheads. I laughed so hard. I sent it to Joy, and her response was, "Oh, Ruth."
She's just.
Yeah.
I don't. So, one of our lights is like.
I know it's flickering.
Flashing in.
Sorry
here.
Sorry about that. If it's looks like we're in a lightning storm, I don't know what's going on.
I feel like they probably. Oh, maybe they can.
Maybe
I don't
they
know
can.
For sure.
Isaac, you're fired. Just kidding. So basically, what happened, and to be honest, I am still not entirely sure what's happened in Alabama. That all happened while I was gone, and I'm still trying to get caught up on stuff. I just know there was that law that was passed.
There's a lot happening.
Missouri too.
It's
that
like
was going
there was
on
a. Yeah. It's been like this weird domino effect. A bunch of states have suddenly, you know, been changing.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Democrats talking about signing this like similar.
Really?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Tune I am with things.
Yeah, well, and it seems I need to get more caught up in exactly what happened. It just seemed like it happened in so many states all at once,
yeah,
that I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I need to take some time to actually look through everything.
Did you see, I was going to send it to you and I forgot. There was a video that I think it was Planned Parenthood Action or something posted yesterday. Desi had shared it, and it's Planned Parenthood basically talking about how they're losing, and it was like all these states are like, listen, all these states that have passed all these, you know, they're calling them extreme abortion laws and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
they spin it as like women's rights are,
yeah,
losing.
Yeah.
So there has to be a, you know, a spin, some,
right,
sort of marketing.
Right. Exactly.
Work on that.
So I think I'm trying to remember how this article came. Basically, there was a law in Indiana. So I'll just read it real quick. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 in favor of an Indiana abortion law requiring medical facilities to provide dignified burials or cremation to children aborted at their establishment. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. It's like Indiana. It's like, yeah, we passed this law that you have to provide a proper burial for these aborted children, but they still are allowing the children to be,
yeah,
aborted.
Yeah, Mike Pence also had... He tweeted about it and talked about, because he was a governor in Indiana, he,
yeah,
talked about being like basically proud to, you know, that they signed a law that requires aborted babies to be treated with dignity and respect.
Yeah.
Well, and then he also said, he ended his tweet by saying, today's decision by the Supreme Court was a victory for life.
Yeah. It is. I mean, he's right. It is, I guess it's obviously an incremental victory, but it is,
yeah, yeah. I don't know, I think that's pretty telling of,
thank you,
Carmen's fixing the light. It was like getting worse and,
yeah,
worse.
we're starting to have seizures.
Who
in
set
here
that on strobe?
Yeah, we're like
but yeah, it will, and it just kind of shows you, it's not the kind of victory, like, you know, I'm certainly glad that, well, I don't really know the proper word to use, but it's not the type of victory that we'd like to see or that we're pushing for.
Right.
So in a way it is sad that this is considered a victory, and yet you have a lot of people that don't think it would be right to just outlaw it overall.
Right, right.
They consider this a victory versus when they have the ability to just say, no, it's wrong, no matter what. Of course.
Right.
Of course that body should be treated with dignity and respect because it's the body of a human.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess this went to the Supreme Court, then they ruled on it. And so then it continues to say, though conservative Justice Clarence Thomas concurred with the court's opinion, he argued that his colleagues made a mistake by choosing to forego ruling on whether or not Indiana could ban abortions for sex selective or eugenic purposes. It was his use of the word mother and his dissent that his fellow colleague Justice Ginsburg took most issue with. And so here's the quote from her. Justice Ginsburg took issue, and this is quoting her, it says, a woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate a pregnancy is not a mother. So she's not a mother. But if she had the baby, she'd be a mother.
Well, or if she wanted to not have an abortion, she would be a mother.
Right, exactly. And
so I'm a mother.
Yeah. Because you want
But if I didn't want my baby, I wouldn't be a mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Despite the definition of mother that we've accepted for all time.
Right.
Now it is nobody should really be surprised because now all words are defined by my personal experience and how I feel about them. So you're not a mom if you don't want to be a mom, regardless of whether you meet the criteria for being a mom, which is having a child.
Right, exactly. And that's one thing we say at the abortion mill is just because, you know, if you go and you murder your child, you're still a mother. You're just the mother of a dead child. Right. But I loved your response. That's what I want to talk about. When we were talking about this, what was it you said that she would probably also say?
I mean, and I guess I'm not going to put words into Ruth Ginsburg's mouth, but I would say that generally the group that would say she's not a mother if she doesn't want her baby, if she's an abortive minded woman, then she's not a mom, would also say that you could be a mother and not have a uterus, or be a woman and not have a uterus.
Right.
And it's sort of along the same lines of just defining words and their meaning by your own personal preference and experience. There's not been a time when it's been acceptable to just throw out science kind of when you want to.
Right.
You just don't get to decide that someone who is biologically a mother isn't one.
Right.
You can. Obviously you can. You can say that.
Right.
people will write articles about it and people will tweet about it and you can say it. You're allowed to say it. But what you're doing is you're effectively throwing science away. You're actually throwing away what we know about the world in order to protect a subjective right that you've decided. It's completely arbitrary.
Exactly.
There's nothing about it that comes from anything observable. There's nothing about it that is certainly constitutional. I don't care what the Supreme Court says about a woman's decision to have an abortion.
Right.
It doesn't actually... my point is that it doesn't have any agreement with reality.
Yeah, exactly.
In any way.
Right.
It has, the only thing it agrees with is your personal feelings, which means that the definition of a mother is actually just completely up for debate. Like, what about a person who doesn't have any children? Can she be a mother?
Mm.
What if she wants to be?
Mm.
like, can she go into the WIC office and apply for government benefits?
That's true.
If she's not a mother, like, how do we determine what a mother is?
That's true.
It does matter. If you're saying she's not a mother, then the definition of what a mother is matters. Mm. And what a mother is someone who has children. Obviously not necessarily in the womb, but you have children who are yours. Mm. That is what a mother is. There is no other definition of it.
Good job.
So it's just totally divorced from any sort of reason anything. Just anything rooted in any sort of objective reality.
Right. That's the word. It's objective. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's completely subjective. And I mean, it just goes back to show you, you know, the futility and that Romans 1 talks about. When you've been given over to your sin, then things that normally are true, that normally are morally righteous, things that normally agree with science, you know, suddenly are flipped upside down. And now the other light is strobing. Carmen, if you want to come fix that one.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening today.
I don't know what's going on with our lights today.
You know, and so that's just the futility of sin. Right. And just it flips things completely upside down, 180. So no longer are things that normally are objectively true are true, you know. So
and it's not, it can't even remain consistent.
Right. No,
within
right.
its own thing.
Right.
So like you just can't be consistent. You can't you can't fight for women's rights and then not even be able to define what a woman is.
Right.
They claim that the fight is for reproductive rights. What is reproduction? What is it? You guys seem to have this very loose definition of what reproduction is.
Right.
And you're just ignoring that it's reproduction's actually happened, and reproductive rights focuses actually on what happens after you've reproduced another person.
Right.
It just doesn't. It.
Yeah, we're not telling you to not reproduce. We're just telling you not to murder the product of your reproduction.
And the point is it's not cohesive in reality, and it doesn't even work in that false reality that you've created. There's no consistency. It is like a refresh. It is like every time you talk about the topic, we've just started over with a clean slate, and now I can say whatever I want and define anything however I want. Because no matter what, because life is about me, I can feel free to define things in a way, even if they are not consistent with one another.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's funny. I was trying to think of a clever name for her at the beginning of the show, and I was coming up empty. But I'm going to call her Darth Bader.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Darth Bader. So that's good. I like that.
I'm sure she's had a few memes made about her.
And again, I know we don't want to say this is what she would say, but this is what this movement would say, right? So again, it's the she's not a mother, you know, but you would also, like Joy said, you would allow someone without a uterus to call themselves a mother, you would allow someone that has man parts probably to call themselves a mother if they really wanted to. And so it just shows you there's just no objective consistency.
A mother is just someone who whoever wants to be called a mother. Mm-hmm. Can I go to your house tonight and be like, I'm the mother of your kids now?
They would probably cheer.
And just be like, sorry, no, Cheryl.
No offense to Cheryl, but they would just be happy.
It's just not, being a mother is not defined by if you want to be one.
Right.
Or not. Exactly. Or if you want your children. And as a matter of fact, once your baby's born, if you decide you don't want to be a mother and you leave them in a dumpster, that's actually very illegal, and will punish you.
Very illegal.
But for some reason, won't. For some reason, if you do it 3 weeks earlier, good news, you're not actually even a mom. Yeah. You were never even a mom.
Right. You hire an assassin to take care of it for you.
Right.
But if you hired an assassin after birth, you're considered murder.
It's just completely inconsistent.
Exactly. Did you see, when I was researching this, something came up with Anne Hathaway as well. She said something stupid.
We have a few, Summer and I know there's a few token female celebrities that are like the face of feminism. Anne Hathaway is one of them. She's always saying something.
She said something. I don't remember what she said yesterday, I think, but it brought me to something that she said in the past that just I remembered I want to bring this up. So you've probably talked about this on Sheologians, but she had a shirt that said, if you don't want an abortion, or if you don't like abortion, don't have one.
Yeah.
And I laughed. I mean, it's not funny, but when I see that, she stole that from the slave owners. That was their slogan. You don't like slavery, don't own one. You know, and it's like, come on, people. Like, are you that dense that you don't even realize where you're stealing
it's
that
It's just back to the subjective,
from?
Personal morality.
Right, exactly.
Like, that shirt works in a world where every single person gets to decide what's right for them. But here's the thing, is if every person gets to decide what's right for them, you don't get to have that shirt, because what I want and what is right for me is not wrong.
Right.
So stop talking about it.
Right.
Like, you don't get to have an opinion on it.
Right.
So even in the world where that t-shirt is consistent, it's still radically inconsistent.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't work.
Exactly. So anyways, I think I'm out of stuff.
Yeah. There's been a lot going on, almost too much for our brains.
Oh my gosh.
For us specifically to handle.
It's been so crazy. It's been so crazy. And we're going to be gone again next week. So
yeah,
actually myself and Pastor Jeff and Pastor Zach will be going to Moscow to do some stuff with our good friends, Toby Sumter and Doug Wilson. So we'll be looking for that. I'm excited, but we will do a show. Hopefully before we leave, the plan is to do a rebuttal show to the I'll just say it, the straight up lies that came from Kwaku this week. If you guys happen to see that, he was very dishonest about a lot of things, and so we actually were going to do a show on it this week, and then some stuff came up, so we're going to try to do that next week. So watch for that, and hopefully, like I said, we'll have the whole crew back together, and we.
I know, at some point.
It's like good old days. Well, on that note, thank you again, as always, to our All Access subscribers. You make all this happen, even the strobe lights you make happen. So, those are actually really cool lights. I don't know why they were strobing, but...
Yeah, it's the first time that ever happened.
But, yeah, you make it happen. You make this table, the lights, the posters, the microphones, everything happens because of you. We mean that sincerely. And so if you're not All Access, please go to apologiestudios.com and sign up for it. It's $9.95 a month. And it supports us. And you partner with us in this work we're doing. So thank you again, everyone. Thank you, Mama Joy.
Joy the mom.
Joy the mom.
Not just because I want to be.
Not just because you want to be. Because you are scientifically and theologically... And objectively a mother.
And by choice.
And by choice. All of the above.
Not that it even matters.
Yes.
Well, and also, I just want to remind you guys, when did he say that the decision's being made? He said on Monday?
Monday, yes.
Okay, so Monday from now would be June 3rd. So from now until June 3rd, if you are listening to this and you feel so inclined to contact the Charleston, West Virginia... mayor's office and city council. We have the information below that you need. We have the emails to the city council members and the mayor's office and the phone number for the mayor of Charleston, West Virginia. Feel free to email, call, and then just a reminder that Courtney C. Persinger is our one council member that voted against the ordinance.
Yes.
So
yep.
If you want to send everyone an email, make sure that you send Courtney some encouragement.
Yes.
Because he was trying
he's being bold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Standing up for truth. And real quickly, I actually just got a message from Terrence Williams, who else I've been talking to. I'll read this quickly. It's just some updates on this bill. So he said the bill passed out of the regulation and ordinance committee. So it has to go or undergo multiple readings before passage. So on Monday, the city council will hold a public hearing to read the bill like we talked about, and we'll allow public comment on it at that time. Let's see. And then it's, he says he's expecting that they'll hold one or two more readings to inform the public and to deliberate and then take a vote from council. So it's not quite going to the full vote yet.
Okay.
So that's good, though. That means we can really flood these council members and try to get them to change their mind. He says the majority of the council and the mayor belong to the Democratic Party and are supportive of the abortion clinic, as well as involving the city in sponsoring and supporting the Pride Parade coming up, as well as a Pride Night at our local minor league ballpark. Amazing how those two go hand in hand. He said the city even has a special rainbow-colored city logo to support the events. So, I'm trying to see if there's anything else I should mention. That's probably good for now. So, again, please go to these links that we're going to be providing and help support our brothers and sisters there in Charleston. And I think that's a good place to end this episode.
So, agreed.
Arigato gozaimasu, everyone.
Goodbye.
And goodbye. And that's about the extent of my Japanese. So, all right. Thanks again, everyone. God bless. Peace out. We'll see you next week.